Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
Wonderful, 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 wonderful. Thanks, University of Auckland. Hello, Simon Devitt. How are you?
Good morning. Very
is
well,
it,
thank
sorry,
you.
Is it Devitt or Devitt?
Devitt.
Devitt,
thank you.
Lovely. I'm turning this funky science music down. Now, you're here to talk about the Simon Devitt Prize for Photography. That's your own prize.
It is my own prize, named after me.
And why is it named after you? Because you wanted it that way?
Yeah, simple, easy to remember.
Yep. You decided that the university needed a prize and you provided it. What is it? Tell us all about it.
I think growing up, there weren't enough trophies in the world. You know, the most I had ever won was an ice cream cake with Donald Duck on it.
Oh, especially for photography. You're not going to get an ice cream cake for photography, are you?
You're not, no. So I thought another trophy in the world's probably a good thing.
How do you kickstart something like that?
I approached the university. I've been working with them on a few different things at the School of Architecture, a few books with a couple of the professors there, and so I'd had an existing relationship, and that was my in, really, and I'd been thinking about it for a while and thought, well, let's try it out.
So it's got to be a photograph taken by a University of Auckland Creative Arts and Industry student.
Yes.
How many of those are sort of on campus, or, you know, enrolled at one time?
It's a very good question.
Roughly. I mean, what sort of pool of talent are we talking here?
Well, we're covering the music school, dance, Elam Fine Arts, architecture. Yep.
Is that arts as well? Or is arts too big? Is arts something else?
It's the broader spectrum
arts.
Of arts.
The broader spectrum.
Sure, yeah, thank you. how many people, Mikey? I don't know, but the number of entries has grown each year, and the quality of the entries has grown as well, so it's really pleasing to see that my ability to create a theme that people can interpret and not get confused by is quite good as well.
So what is the theme?
The theme this year was, how are you?
So it's a good theme.
A little bit of a provocation, and it rules
photography
out.
Photography and how are you, though, have got quite a history together, haven't they?
They do.
You know?
They do. And it rules out students using their holiday snaps, which is
been a problem in the past.
Has been.
A little problem. Yeah. Just sort of get those shaken off. So so how many entries this year?
We had 52.
52 solid entries?
Solid entries.
Professional entries, world-class entries?
Very many of them, world-class, definitely.
Yeah.
And I've selected 16 finalists, and they'll be exhibited at the George Fraser.
Where's the George Fraser Gallery, for people who don't know, never been there before?
It's on the university campus.
Yep.
It sits in behind Albert Park.
Yep.
Very leafy green, beautiful part of the university, and it's got a beautiful orange brick, so you can't miss it. It's a warm glow of home, but it's a gallery.
And that goes until starting 24th, goes till the 3rd. People can go and see the finalists.
Yes, indeed. Some entries consist of more than one image, so you could have entered up to three if you wanted to tell a story or individual images. So
a triptych, if you will.
Triptych.
If you were so bold. I'm entering a triptych this year. And there's a sort of thing that you get quite a good insight into the type of people who are doing those involved in the Auckland Creative Arts and Industries, sort of Auckland University Creative Arts and Industries Fellowship or not.
Yeah, this is the second year it was open to the Creative Arts and Industries. Before that, it was just the School of Architecture. So it was really nice to have that expanded into that much broader pool of human. And when I'm judging the entries, I'm not looking at any names. I'm just looking at the work purely on its merit at that point. So it's hard for me to tell what sort of background someone's had, especially given there's a theme that they're needing to interpret. So.
You teach photography here at the university, though, don't you? Or architectural photography.
Mm.
So yep. You know what you're talking about. Do you find that photography is sort of progressing in leaps and bounds, or because at one stage there was going to be the end of photography, wasn't it, with the digital revolution? And do you find now that there seems to be that you can't escape the fact that in some people's hearts they love a good shutter?
It's very true. But in the same way as music has been revolutionized, there's definitely more music, but there's not more better music, I think. So
more photographs taken in the last year than the 20% of the photographs ever taken were taken last year or something.
3 trillion.
That number again? 3 trillion images.
It's a very large number of
snapped
images. Yeah.
Well, back in the day, there used to be a time when you couldn't take a photo of things once. That's weird, though, when you think about it, isn't it? There's times that there are no photos of anything.
It's hard to get pencil out and
right.
draw.
That's right.
Yeah, but it's true. And now everything's photos. Everything's photos or everything's video. And you know, I worry about those images that never get photographed. Yeah, things that you see that never get photographed ever by anyone ever.
The one that got away.
The one that got away, basically, yeah. Oh, I just had my camera for that thing flying across the sky then. You know.
Yeah, the first commercial.
Don't just mean UFOs, I mean other things, you know.
Yeah. The first commercial use of photography was to photograph dead people, which is interesting because they didn't move.
Like old Billy the Kid is one of those. That's one of those some photographs of his corpse there.
Mm.
They used to do that, travel it, take it around, take photos of it, have your photo taken with the corpse, do a selfie, that sort of thing. It's true, they did. So for the winner of this contest of your award for photography, your prize for photography is going to win not just the accolades. There's actually a big prize there as well. A physical prize I can walk away with and gloat about.
Outside of that shining, gleaming trophy, there's $1,000 of cold hard cash.
New Zealand cash, $1,000 worth.
Yeah, and Canon have very kindly sponsored another one of their beautiful cameras this year, which is great. And the framing done and sponsored by John Leach Framing.
Very nice. All right, so you will announce the winner on the 3rd of June, or will the winner be announced once the...
We have a wee opening on the 23rd, the evening before that 24th opening day.
Sure.
And the announcement's made then.
So there'll be a winner once the public are able to get in there, they'll see how it all played out.
Exactly.
Hey, Simon, thank you very much for coming in. Nice to meet you.
Pleasure.
Thanks for being part of Ready, Steady, Learn.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.